1 million Britons sign up to Christmas rave at Downing Street. By Nathaniel Charles on December 9, 2021. Britons have reacted to the government's alleged lockdown hypocrisy revealed in recent days in their own inimitable way. With over 1 million people now having responded to an invitation for a Christmas rave at the Prime Minister's official residence at 10 Downing Street. Revelations of an alleged lockdown-busting Christmas party that was said to have taken place at the Prime Minister's official residence at Downing Street in December 2020 that emerged this week triggered a satirical response, with a DJ promoting another, much larger, party at the same venue. The Christmas rave is being hosted by Scottish House DJ John Mancini. Mancini has been described as Scotland's most well-known house DJ, and has over 30 years of experience in the industry. A Metropolitan spokesperson when contacted by Breitbart about the event said this is a Facebook event page and at this stage, nothing more. They declined to comment further. The tongue-in-cheek invitation to the Downing Street party proclaims. Massive rave at 10 Downing Street. Line up. Boris Johnson and chums. No social distancing required. Bring who you like. Bring your own nibbles and drink. While Downing Street officially denies there was a party, multiple sources have subsequently confirmed to the press that one did in fact take place. Further complicating matters for Prime Minister Johnson, a video was leaked that showed senior Downing Street staff joking about holding a party, allegedly filmed in December. Boris's senior adviser Allegra Stratton, who was the main focus of the leaked video, resigned from her position in a teary statement given Wednesday afternoon. When questioned, Ms. Stratton did not deny that the party took place. The event, were it actually to take place, would be classed as illegal if the organizers do not obtain permission from Westminster Council. Theoretically, it could be classified as a protest and exempted from those rules, which some protest groups have successfully done before. Nevertheless, the government's new lockdown rules announced this week make it a requirement for all venues accommodating more than 10,000 people under all circumstances to check vaccine passports, proving patrons are double jabbed.